Don't Give Up on Church by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Ellie Johnson. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Hebrews 10:24-25. There seems to be a growing view from professing believers today that church attendance is not that important. It appears the contagious thought is something akin to, I don't need church, I have my own relationship with God. And this viewpoint is still forgetting one important fact. Well, the church needs you. Growing up in the Bible Belt in the 80s and 90s, church membership was a big deal. People didn't just break up with their church and search for another over every little issue like they do today. And trust me, there were issues, from debates over worship styles to carpet color preferences and beyond. But people took the concept of a church membership seriously. And like with every good and healthy relationship, they worked through their differences and hung in there. There was a sense of loyalty that's lacking in churches today, and the body is suffering for it. Don't get me wrong. If you find yourself a member of a church that's not preaching the word or adhering to sound biblical doctrine, well, you should absolutely leave. But don't leave to the end of having church by yourself in bed on Sunday mornings. Find a Bible-preaching church with sound doctrine. Remember, they won't be perfect because none are. And plug in. Get involved. Use your gifts. Encourage and be encouraged. The Bible doesn't give the command in Hebrews 10 to not forsake the assembly as an arbitrary rule, but one for our own good and for the good of fellow believers. Instead of focusing on what your church gives you, ask yourself how your gifts would benefit the body. Maybe you have admin skills your church office could really benefit from. Maybe you have the gift of prophecy or edification. Maybe you're a fantastic teacher or a natural with babies and little children. Whatever your gifts are, there's a place for you and a role for you to fill. Church hurt is a real thing, and maybe in the past, you've been burned by a pastor, a Sunday school leader, or a church member. We've all been there, and it's hard. It's legit. But don't shy away permanently from the body because of one bad experience, or two. If you're an arm, you're not going to thrive without the rest of the body of Christ supporting you, and the body needs that arm of yours. Another big blessing of church community is spelled out in Hebrews 10, stirring one another up to love and good works. I don't know about you, but I'm much more motivated by teamwork and fellowship. I can be feeling down or moody on the way to church, but once I get there, I'm immediately refreshed by worship, fellowship, and a solid sermon. It's a reset that I need every week, and you do too. Don't give up on finding a church home, and don't forsake the assembly. You're needed.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever wondered about the meaning of life? Good and evil? Heaven and hell? C.S. Lewis, the beloved author of The Chronicles of Narnia, wasn't afraid to ask these big questions, and his answers, filled with wit and wisdom, have inspired millions. Now, you can explore Lewis's profound insights on Christianity with Dr. Michael Ward, a leading C.S. Lewis scholar, in our free online course. Dr. Ward will guide you through Lewis's thoughts on faith, conversion, suffering, and more. You'll even learn about Lewis's own journey from skeptic to believer. This course is perfect for anyone seeking a deeper understanding of Christianity. Ready to transform your understanding and deepen your faith? Text the word Lewis to 94878 to register. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to connect with the timeless wisdom of C.S. Lewis. Text LEWIS to 94878 now. And join us as we journey through the captivating insights of one of Christianity's most impactful voices. That's right, the C.S. Lewis on Christianity course is completely free. Once more, just text Lewis to 94878.